It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Good morning, LeBron. How you doing?
Excuse me. Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
Now, LeBron, beautiful weather this week, and it'd be a good time to go down and camp at Mayo Park. Now, LeBron, you've said many, many times, so we're going to reiterate this morning, that you stay booked up a lot of times, say, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Mayo Park. But if folks want to come down and say maybe and camp Monday through Thursday, a lot of opportunities are available for camping in their camper because you have electric and water hookups, and you also have a dump station on site there at Mayo Park, correct?
That is correct, Rob. As you stated, man, you know, it's that time of year, Rob. And, you know, people, I said, people coming out of hibernation, coming on out to have a good time this past weekend, Rob. We were 100% full. We were 100% full this past weekend, this upcoming weekend. You know, I think I maybe have one or two spots still open. So with that being said, we are full. Look at your calendars. Start letting us know, you know, some of the days that you would like to come in camp. But needless to say, it is that time of year. As Rob stated, yes, during the week, we're about always open. Sunday through Thursday, you can just about show up. It's just that weekend crowd that gets there on Friday and they leave on Sunday. It's always a great, and the funny part about it, Rob, you know, they get there first thing Sunday morning. You know, I get to work at 8 o'clock and I pass three or four of them, you know, going to work. So they get on up early Sunday, get up out of there. But just come on out, look at your calendars. The cabins are not as bad yet. As the summer go on, they will fill up. But as of right now, the campground is not full every weekend, but it is tight. I have hit and miss weekends. I had a lady call yesterday. She wanted to come camping this weekend. I have, like I said, two or three spots, but she has a 44-foot camper, and my spots that I have open, you know, will not accommodate a 44-foot camper. So with that being said, just give us a call. I'm at 597-7806 for more information to get signed up for upcoming camping this year at Mayo.
Now, LeBron, any kind of fishing tournaments coming up anytime soon?
Yeah, Rob. Well, it's always that time of year. So, you know, we have our bass tournaments annually once a month. But this is our this upcoming weekend, April the 22nd, we do have a crappie tournament scheduled for this Saturday. This is our last crappie tournament that's scheduled for the spring. You know, a lot of times, Rob, we'll pop up some of the guys and say, hey, Street, why don't you, you know, let's do another one this weekend. And it's fine by me, as long as we got staff to do it, and, you know, as long as I'm available. But most of the time we do it. But this is the last scheduled crappie tournament this Saturday, April the 22nd, at Mayo. The boats will leave at 7. The weigh-in is at 1. I'm supposed to be a pretty day this weekend. The crappie are biting very good. I've heard numerous reports. I've seen a few pictures or whatever for the guys that's out there, so they are on fire. I always say, you know, March and April, Rob, is your time of year to catch fish. This past weekend, I know it was a club tournament out there. Yes, Sunday bass tournament, and the guys they caught a lot of fish. So the fish are biting very good. Well, at least they did this past weekend, Rob. So come on out, get signed up. And back to what I was saying, the crappie tournament is scheduled for this Saturday. Boats leave at 7. The weigh is at 1. You can have up to 5 people on your boat, and it's only $35. So come on out, have a good time. It's not competitive, as I always say. Also, Rob, the weigh-in is getting more popular and popular and popular. With the rain we had last month with the bass tournament, we still had a nice crowd of people coming in just to watch that weigh-in. So come on out this Saturday to the crappie tournament. Again, the boats will leave at 7. The weigh-in is at 1.
LeBron, sounds like a lot of good things happening at Mayo Park. 1013 Neil Store Road is the address of the Education and Environment Building. That is the office for Mayo Park. That building is also available for rent if you may be having a wedding reception, a family reunion, a bridal shower, a baby shower. It would be the perfect place. Also, the amphitheater is available for rent. They have picnic shelters available there at Mayo Park on a free first-come, first-served basis. But now, if you want to reserve a certain picnic shelter for such and such date at a certain time, it is a small fee for that, but it will be reserved and it will be there ready for you when you get ready. Also, you can rent canoes, kayaks, paddle boards, there at Mayo Park, and they suggest that you RSVP because they only have a limited number of those. If you want to go down and walk the nature trail, play the disc golf course, horseshoe pits, ladies and gentlemen, Mayo Park is definitely a treasure here in our part of the world. So check them out right there. Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. That is the phone number to the office there at the Education and Environment Building. And now, LeBron, you all are open 7 days a week as far as staff being there, correct?
That is correct, Rob. This past weekend was our very first weekend of being there 7 days a week because, you know, it's just that time of year. I've said it earlier, people kind of hibernation. So we are there now 7 days a week. Come on out. We're there every day besides Sunday, at least till 5. Sundays we are there till 4. So you do have time. However, if you do want to rent a canoe or kayak, we don't really rent no more canoes and kayaks out after 1 o'clock because it's just not, you know, worth your time, your money, or our time, to go get it. So, but we are there now, Rob, 7 days a week now, Monday through Friday, and this will last all the way through Halloween. So come on out any day and give us a look around, give us a trial. Just come. I told a lady this past Sunday, Rob, just go get lost out there in Mayo.
One other thing before we finish up with this break, go down during the week and stop in at the Education and Environment Building and let them know. Just say, hey, is it okay if I ride around and look? And they will tell you to help yourself. And you can see the beauty through your own eyes at Mayo Park, as LeBron and myself try to describe every week. We'll be back with more Playing in Person. Good morning. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep our listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. Miss Shannon Becker is with us this morning, and she is an administrative assistant with the Parks and Rec Department. She's been with them about a year and a half now. Good morning, Shannon, and welcome to Radio Roxborough.
Good morning.
Now, Shannon, tell us about some of the events that you want to share information with about our listeners here on WKRX.
Okay, well, we have some summer camps coming up. They aren't quite open yet for sign-ups, but they will be soon. Just to keep you updated, we'll have a basketball camp this summer, a youth soccer camp for ages 4 through 8, a football camp also coming up that will be open in May for ages 5 through 10. We'll also be having a youth volleyball camp for girls and boys ages 6 through 14. And we also have our junior and senior league baseball coming up as well that is open for middle and high school age baseball leagues. That actually will open up on May 1st for signups. So just keep a lookout for our Facebook page and stop on in the office and see if you are interested in any of these camps.
Now, you all kind of prefer for people to apply and register online, so to speak. I shouldn't use the word apply, but to register online. But if anyone has any questions, they can call the main Parks and Rec office located at the Huck Sansbury Complex. And that number is 336-597-1755.
That is correct, yes.
And anytime you need more information, you can just give them a call and find out what you need to know. But now, if someone is considering about signing their child up for summer camps, even though registration has not started yet, they just need to go ahead, and when that time opens, they need to go ahead and get that child signed up, because the slots sometimes fill up really fast, correct?
Yes, they do.
Now, 336-597-1755, that is your phone number to the main office there at Huck Sansbury. And what is the website, Shannon, if someone wanted to log on just for more information?
They can go right to our personcounty.recdesk.com website, and it will take you right to the calendar or, you know, the sign up pages where you can see all of the things that are up and coming.
Sounds like a plan. All righty, we're going to take a break. We'll talk a little bit more with Shannon coming up in a few minutes and LeBron Street. LeBron Street is with us right now. And LeBron, you've mentioned this the last several weeks, and it sounds really interesting, the Dutch oven cooking class. Tell us a little bit of information about that.
Yes, Rob. So on next Saturday, April the 29th, we are having a Dutch oven cooking class. We need a certain amount of people to sign up for this class so we can do it. We need just a few more people to sign up for it, so please get signed up for it. The Dutch oven cooking class, the lady that teaches it is very good that she does. She has a YouTube channel, and she also does many other things with Dutch oven as far as teaching you how to cook on it, how to use it, many recipes. She also does something with cast iron pots and pans. But please get signed up for this between now and next Saturday. It is just a small fee. The only reason for the fee is, Rob, just to offset the food costs. So please just get signed up for that for next Saturday, April the 29th. We will be having a Dutch oven cooking class at Mayo. Just simply give us a call at 597-7806 for more information to get signed up about it. But we tried to do it before, Rob, and it didn't go through because just enough people didn't sign up. But we really need some more people to sign up for this event. So tell a friend. A lot of scouts use Dutch ovens. A lot of people that camp use Dutch ovens, and it's a very great tool to use. It's very interesting. I've seen her in her action, so I guarantee you you won't be disappointed in coming out to Mayo on April the 29th and participating in a Dutch oven cooking class. Again, just give us a call for more information.
That'll be coming up on the 29th at Mayo Park. Now, LeBron, again, before I let you go, if folks are wanting to camp, it's suggested for them to go ahead and make the reservations ASAP. And with that being said, you have camping spots, RV hookups with water and electric, cabins available, tent sites, and so much more, right?
That is correct, Rob. So I said it before, and I said it again. Call me yesterday to get signed up for upcoming camping because we are filling up quick on weekends. It is a hit and miss, but the best thing to just give us a call the first chance you get. So, yes.
1013 Newell Store Road is the address of the Education and Environment Building right there at Mayo Park. They have disc golf, horseshoe pits, a nature trail. It's a lot to do. Also, if you're camping and you've already made reservations, go ahead and make sure that you reserve a canoe, kayak, or paddleboard if you choose to do so, so it'll be ready and waiting. LeBron, have a great day. Appreciate you and Shannon coming out this morning.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. Everybody have a good day.